you know what the best thing is about diversity? Everything. So let's stop talking about it and get together over the meat that doesn't discriminate. Right. Lamb's ready. So, who was here first?
That'd be us.
Australian flags, baby boomers, Sam Neill. This is the territory of lamb ads in Australia. A new ad sponsored by Meat and Livestock Australia has taken diversity calls to heart in a very, very big way. It features migrant Australians from a variety of backgrounds, Indigenous Australians, gay dads, a soccer player named Jesus, a Greek transgender comedian, and also sign language. It's prompted a lot of discussion around diversity on Australian TV. Arka Das is the star of the ad. Welcome to RN Drive.
Thank you for having me.
There are a lot of famous faces in this ad. Kathy Freeman, Samantha Harris, Jordan Raskopoulos.
Yeah.
What was it like filming it? It's quite something.
It was spectacular, actually. It was such a big day, to say the least, really. We did a rehearsal the day before, so that kind of helped. But I was a little bit starstruck working with Kathy because I'm a big fan, obviously, as a kid. She was kind of like my idol growing up. So it was a really big day, and I just have to really hand it to the crew for handling it. They did such a spectacular job. We're talking like 200 extras and like 40 featured extras plus the crew. So, yeah, massive day.
When you heard about the concept, what did you think?
Honestly, my first thought was that it was quite clever. I remember reading the script for the first time and just a little brief about the campaign, and I thought it was clever. And the diversity thing obviously jumped out at me, but it wasn't the main sort of driver of, you know, what I thought the ad was about. I definitely thought it was inclusive, and I really enjoyed what they wanted to do with the message. First thought was clever, and then I thought I was more thinking about how it's going to work technically from all the walking and talking and all that kind of stuff. So
yeah, but the Australian TV landscape is a very Anglo-Saxon one. Let me just quote a few figures from a recent Screen Australia study on diversity. 18% of the main characters from 2011 to 2015 were from non-Anglo-Celtic backgrounds, compared to 32% of the population, and 4% of main characters had an identified disability, compared to an estimated 18% of Australians. I mean, this is pretty staggering stuff. This is a very overt attempt to try and address that.
Well, I think Lamb's trying to be as inclusive as possible with their ad. I don't think, they were just out to address the diversity issue. I think they were just trying to, you know, make an inclusive ad. But I think those figures are definitely important and staggering. And it's been going on in the industry, of course, underneath it all for a long time. But now it's sort of in statistics form, and now it's on paper, I guess. So the results are out there. And I think that, you know, the culture already exists, like the multicultural Australia already exists. I think it's just about representing it now, really.
Do you find it difficult in the industry? Is it hard to get roles? Do you feel this kind of bias?
Look, I have found it difficult. So I'm not going to say that I haven't. I have found it difficult. However, I've, you know, also been quite lucky, and I've been in a privileged position and been able to work on some great Australian films and television shows, as well as a couple of commercials now. So I think that, you know, the opportunity is there, but I think I have to be quite honest and say that, colorblind casting hasn't been a thing in Australia. It hasn't really been adopted as well as the US or UK or certain other parts of the world. And I think we really do need to catch up on that front, because I think we really need to truly represent what we see in Australian society.
Why is it so important in your view to try and do this? Why does it matter?
There's been, you know, countless articles and interviews with people around the world speaking about diversity and speaking of this issue, and writers. And I think it's important for young ethnic Australians who are growing up, and I'm not just talking about ethnic Australians, but, you know, people from all diverse backgrounds, to see themselves represented in the media, because it starts to really, reiterate the existence. And I think it's really important for younger people. So I've had messages even from just on my Facebook and Twitter and stuff from younger sort of, you know, people from diverse backgrounds saying that how much the ad means to them, or how much seeing me represented in the media means to them, because they feel like they're represented. So I think it's really important, because everyone lives in the, you know, same sort of suburbs and cities and stuff, and they need to feel represented on television and not keep seeing the same stories over and over again, I guess.
Especially when they're really not the stories that we're living among. They're kind of stuck in the past. Arka, thank you so much for coming on RN Drive.
No worries, Patricia. Thanks for having me.
That's Arka Das, an Australian actor, and he stars in the new Lamb ad. If you haven't seen it, it's really interesting and pretty different to what you see on TV every day. You're listening to RN Drive. I'm Patricia Karvelis on your radio till 7:30. Our number, if you want to text in, 0418 226 576.
Discover the best of RN on Facebook. Simply search for ABC RN.